Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'd like to talk about when you got rescued.
Yay.
Have you been rescued ever?
Oh, wait,
you rescue people.
Yeah, I do the rescuing usually. But how about you? You're always getting in sort of situations where you need help.
I've never really been rescued.
Ever been rescued? Never fell in the ocean or...
Well, you know I would die if I fell in the ocean. This woman fell off her, fell off a boat. She was with her husband and they're sailing off of Newport, Rhode Island. And she fell off their 39-foot sailboat.
And he had no clue.
Are you kidding me?
For like hours. Allegedly. You're right. Allegedly, he didn't know.
What? The two of us are alone on a 39-foot boat and she's been gone for hours? What? I thought she was just down below.
That's what he said.
Shut up,
dude. I thought she was just down below the whole time. Watching her stories.
He didn't figure out she was missing until he stopped sailing about 2 a.m.
Yeah. She had to swim to like a nearby island or something.
Yeah. Did she? I think she did. There's two people who fell off of boats, by the way.
Yeah.
Somebody else fell off a cruise ship in like Croatia. And like she was in the water for 10 hours, supposedly.
Croatia.
And they had to rescue her. Anyway, Coast Guard went out and rescued her at 4 a.m. after he finally went like, hey, guys, darndest thing, man. Something's missing off my boat. I can't figure. Oh, that's right. I went sailing with my wife.
Don't know.
Darn it all.
Dang.
She had a mild hypothermia. And she was very angry, but she refused medical attention.
Do you think they're still married?
I'm guessing there's lawsuits coming. Dude in Virginia, by the way, I mean, I know this is going to be awkward if you have to admit you've been rescued, but we can VD you if you like.
Yeah, voice this guy.
It doesn't have to be weird. I mean, all of us have gotten in.
We all need a little help.
Just Steve and I haven't because we're superior examples of masculinity and survival skills. Well, here's the reason you've never been rescued.
Because I'm not really anywhere.
Right.
I don't put my, you know what? I'm not like the rest of you and put myself in these precarious positions where I have to call people.
May I just say that on behalf of the taxpayers of the United States of America that we'll never have to send a search crew anything. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, see, I'm doing you guys a favor.
Yeah, it's never going to be like, well, Stan, he just said he was going to go hike Guanella Pass. No, he didn't. No, he never said that. He said he was going to hit Hanging Lake. No, he didn't. He didn't say any of that. You're never going to turn on the news and go, it's an all-out look. We're looking everywhere. It's like, I know where he is. Go to his house. That's where he is.
Left side of his couch.
Yes. He's
right equidistant from
it. When you get to his couch and see the dividend in his couch, if he's not in it, now I'm concerned.
Dead send his
Pass
head.
That.
Like fire off some flares.
Right. Do something. But you don't even have to get a helicopter. He's within 25 feet of his house. Call, like, what's the pizza in Southlands that you...
Marco's.
Call Marco's, ask him when the last order was. Put up a chart. It's like, nope, something's wrong. It's been 4 days since he ordered his Fanta and Meat Lovers. I think I nailed at least part of that.
Yes, you did.
I know I got Meat
nicely,
Lovers, right?
Yes, nicely done.
Sprite.
I'll do that. I'll switch it up. Yes, I will.
All right. So Steve is never going to have to be rescued.
Yeah.
I had to be sort of rescued at Camp St. Malo, but not really. I was trying to rescue somebody else.
Oh, that's right. You got lost in the woods. You had to live off the land or something, or then wolves like help you or something.
Yes, Steve, I went feral.
Yeah, that's the word feral. Then you got caught in some poison ivy or something. I don't know what you were doing.
So on full moons, still stay away from my part of Commerce City.
Yeah, because you're out in the woods.
I revert back to that day wandering around the hills of Estes Park.
Well, because the funny part was the kid you were trying to save. You lost track of. You got lost. They saved you. And then the kid is like, I've been here. I'm fine.
Yeah, he was in the clubhouse. But he was a guy who would fall down and not get back up. And we were on the buddy system. So I'm walking. I turn around. I'm like, oh, come on. He wasn't behind me.
Oh, so you were his buddy.
So I switched back to go get him.
Okay, that's a good buddy should.
And I'm walking on the trail, kept going farther and farther back. And then I turned around. I'm like, wait, what?
Where am I at?
Yes.
And then there's no more buddy.
I couldn't find him. I finally found the road.
So do you have any, what'd you live off of? Like, did you have some nuts?
I had a pocket full of Gorp.
That kept you alive. Was that your weapon too? In case
it
you
was.
Got attacked, your Gorp.
I was just eating the peanuts and I was saving the dried banana pieces to fling at whatever predators were coming at me. Like little tiny throwing stars. Little bobcat coming at me. He's like, are you throwing banana slices?
But you managed to, and then you emerged. No, they came. It was like a huge rescue.
Oh, I was coming up
Shoppers
the road. I was coming up the road at Camp St. Malo. By the time they were like, crap, I think Slacker's out there. And I'm walking up the road going. Luckily, to be honest, I remember this story three different ways. But the one good thing is this was the one time we were hiking with shoes on.
Wait, they made
because it was a church what? Camp, and they would, for some reason,
they take your boots and your shoes.
Yes, we would have to go do like a, I don't know if it was a
walk on hot coals or something.
I think it was like we had to feel the, I don't know
nature?
If we were trying to feel nature or we were trying to go through what, like what would Jesus do kind of thing, like walking through the, walking for 40 days and 40 nights. I was the guy who got closest. The rest of them were just like.
So you got the badge, the award.
Yes, they're like you most made. Christ-like experience. Well, they're all sucking down s'mores and
they forgot you, dude. They kind of forgot you were up there.
I want to say the guy's full name because I'll never forget it. I know his full name
because he turned out great. Yeah, he was never in danger. He was fine.
Steve, I swear to God,
what?
There were times we're walking and I'd hear like a. And I just keep walking and I turn around and he's laying like he slipped on something. And it's like when you slip, you get back up, right? He did it. He was
dead.
Like, I guess I die here. And I'm like, what? So I'd go back and help him up. I'm like, what the hell? And so that one time I just kept walking. I was like, I never heard it. And he wasn't there.
He went back to, he was eating ice cream.
Yeah, no, he's having s'mores. I walk in, he's just face full of Hershey's. And I'm covered in regret and mountain lion pee.
So that was your, you got rescued.
Yes, I didn't. I made my own way back.
Look at you.
Okay, let me just say this. Huh? I just admitted one of the hardest things. I admitted that I'm lost in the hills of a Christian camp. How hard is it going to be for you people to call in and say, I had to get rescued from blank?
That's true. You're
even
right.
Even if you got stuck in a bra that you couldn't get out of, you had to call one of your friends to come. It's like, man, these hooks are diabolical. Okay, it's got to be a better story than that. But you know what I'm saying.
Actually,
it's like,
kind of my closure.
I was Spanx Hotel to four of my friends. Get me out of them. I had a flight plan, jaws of life.
Flew her out of there.
Yeah, life for life for me, too.
At my Gorp.
Macy's and they gave me Gorp. And Macy's knows how to get you out of Spanx. No one knows.
Wait, for my survival kit, I need Gorp, man. I got to add Gorp to that.
I'm
for
telling
sure.
You know what you eat in Gorp? The M&Ms. You don't eat. Yeah, like, exactly. You're the person.
I'll pick
you're
out.
Like my children. Huh, Dad, can you buy more Chex Mix? I buy it. They eat all the M&Ms out of it and leave me the peanuts. I'm like, if you want it, you could have just said buy M&Ms and I would have bought that. Do we even know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
The toils of parenthood. Give us a ring. No, it's okay.
Don't let Slacker at a buddy system.
Okay, so let me just headline the rest of these. A woman fell off a cruise ship in Croatia, had to be rescued.
Yeah.
Some women were on a floating unicorn. They got stuck in the weeds.
Okay.
They had to be rescued.
Wow.
A woman rescued a squirrel that needed CPR.
What?
She's a rescuer.
She's certified?
Well, she got it from watching The Office.
There you go.
Another guy got stuck in a tree while rescuing a cat.
Oh, he survived off Gorp. He just spit out the peanuts.
We are going to give extra points to any of you who got rescued. And dried bananas were a part of it. Or any Gorp-like substance. All right, if you're a rescuer or you had to be rescued, because I've had to admit the toils of it, we want to hear your rescued stories. Stacy.
Yay!
Rescued.
So, you know, we're all in Fasis. That's one of my favorite places to go camping. Okay. A lot of people go up there jeeping. We were back in the day, we were in high school, we're up there drinking, camping. One of my buddies decides he's going to go for a hike. He takes off, not to be found, hours. We go looking for him. It gets dark. He's still not to be found. He wound up in Winter Park and called his mom.
Wait, Winter Park is not close to that.
Oh, is that far from Boulder?
It is not close to that. I mean, we are just absolutely freaking out. This was before cell phones.
He just kept walking till he got to a ski resort?
He just kept walking. Yes. Well, and wound up in Winter Park.
Isn't it just off that diagonal thing? Isn't it? They're right close to each other.
No. Winter Park and Winter Park is nowhere.
They're right there by Pearl Street. Right over there.
What? Yeah, not close whatsoever.
Did he have food died. With him?
We're like, I, you know, he fell off the mountain. He's dead. And lo and behold, probably, I don't know, 11 o'clock, midnight, lights are coming up the pass. We're like, what the heck? And it's him with his mom. He made his mom drive him back up. I mean, you know.
Or back over.
All right. Hey, all for 3-2 beer. You know, what the heck?
Wow. Oh,
that's a trek.
Thank you for the call, Stacy. She didn't say it, but I'm 99% sure he only survived because of Gorp.
He had, managed to get his hand
on the Gorp. Oh, yeah, he had some Gorp on him. Travis?
Yes.
Rescued.
So I was moving into a new apartment building. It was a hotel that had been converted to apartments, okay. But on like the 8th floor. So my buddy comes over to help me, and his wife and their infant son, they all go up to the apartment, and me and my buddy start to make the first trip down to get stuff out. Well, on the way down, the elevator is an older elevator. He starts like bouncing up and down.
Nope.
He's laughing.
Oh, great.
No, don't do that.
So now he starts jumping up and down, and wouldn't you know it, the whole thing.
Yep.
Where it is.
Yeah.
So we have zero cell reception in there. We can't call anybody except for the fire department through the little phone. So we call the fire department. Of course, the first thing he says is, oh, yeah, I was jumping up and down. So, of course, they made it their number one priority to come out and get us, right?
No, not at all.
So we're stuck there for like two and a half hours in the elevator. And his wife has no idea where we are. We just disappeared. We come back up after having... We were between floors. They had to like pull the doors apart. They pulled us out and all this stuff. We come back upstairs and she is just fuming mad.
Well, why wouldn't she go looking for you?
Right?
Her like literally their son was like 3 months old.
Oh yeah.
Had him up there. It wasn't a great part of town necessarily.
Oh. So she just hunkered down, assuming she was going to live the rest of her life. This is like when your husband goes out and is a stay in the cave going,
right.
I guess that's it. I guess I don't ever get my chaise lounge up in here. Thanks for the call, man. Stephanie?
Yay.
Rescued.
All right. So when I was in about second or third grade, I had an awful teacher that she was my English teacher. She actually rapped me on the head a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I hated it so much that I hid in the closet during recess, and they couldn't find me, but they didn't call my parents right away. They called the cops first, and they didn't call my parents right away to let them know that I was missing from the school, and they eventually found me hiding in a broom closet.
You had to be rescued from a broom closet by law enforcement?
And my parents were so pissed off because they didn't get contacted right away. That, you know, this was back in like the early 90s, so...
So did they rescue you then eventually from the school? Did you not have to go to that teacher anymore?
Oh, no, they rescued. Basically, the teacher ended up getting fired because she was abusive to kids.
Score.
All you had to do was go on strike in the closet. Just hide out in the- it's not a bad rescue operation. Thank you. Clarice.
Yay.
Rescued.
So I was hiking. We were backpacking in Uncompahgre Wilderness area. I was with my husband and another couple. And I got high altitude pulmonary edema, and
is that when your eyes kind of blow up?
No, it's actually when your lungs fill up with fluid
from the altitude.
So, yes,
that's why I don't hike, man. This is why.
That's why.
Hike.
Has nothing to do with your sedentary lifestyle. Okay.
So I was drowning at like 14,000 feet.
You're drowning in your own body.
Yes. So the friend that I was with hiked up to the top of a mountain with all of our cell phones and called search and rescue, and they came in, picked me up like 8 hours later. I know it took forever. I thought I was going to die. I told my husband that I can't make it if they take any longer, and then they showed up within 5 minutes. And when I got down to the hospital, the doctors were also impressed that I wasn't dead because I was completely full, my lungs.
And how do they get it out?
Right.
Honestly, it's just getting out of the altitude, and they give you some Lasix, which just kind of removes
it pulls the water out of your body.
Do you still hike?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm hiking anymore.
Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.